We're going to continue this time of worship. And how I'd like to continue that is Hebrews 13, which says, by him or through Jesus, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. What is that sacrifice to God continually? That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Therefore, through him, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. What is that sacrifice? That is the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. And so my sense was this morning, a few of you are ripe and you have fruit on your lips. And we need you to acknowledge his name. And we need you to give thanks to his name. As we continue on in this worship here, there's a few of you that have fruit on your lips this morning. A word, a scripture, acknowledgement of his name, and thanksgiving to his name. So I'm just going to ask if that's you. If you got fruit on your lips this morning, that's what I saw. If you got fruit on your lips this morning, just come up here if you would. Just come up here. Not everybody all at once now. This is going to be awkward if I'm all by myself. Come on, James. Come on. There's a few of you in here. You have a thanksgiving to give to God today. You have an acknowledgement of his name, and we're going to continue our worship by that. Come on, come on. Just draw them forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus. If you have a thanksgiving on your lips today, if you have a praise for his name, there we go, there we go. One more, we got one more in here. One more thanksgiving, a praise to his name. Here we go, let's start over here.
God, I know you didn't give everybody here a good earthly father, but you gave so many of us really good earthly fathers of just a tangible touch of your love for us. So God, thank you for giving me, thank you for giving my wife wonderful earthly fathers who love you. And you showed your love to us through them. So thank you. Thank you, Father, for giving us good fathers.
Yes. Just want to acknowledge again that Jesus is our reward. Driving down the road yesterday, dropped my son off to mow a yard, and immediately I didn't do anything. I didn't set my face towards him, but he looked at me, and he rose in my heart, and worship rose, and I'm just driving for a few blocks just full of his love. And this is what he does. He just gives himself freely, and everything that I pursue and all these things, it's just the end. If it's that, it's completely worth it. Jesus, you're completely worth it. You're so wonderful. We delight our hearts in you this morning, Jesus. We delight in you. You are the joy of our hearts. We praise you with our lips. We're worthy of what comes up out of us.
Thank you, Jesus, that you have protected our house from warfare against the enemy. And he's trying to knock us down, but I thank you that you help us stand firm and that you work all things for good.
This past week, we found out that our daughter got hurt while playing on a slide, and we took her to the ER over the weekend, and we just got the bill of $2,000-some-odd, and that's not including the radiologist who looked at the x-rays, that's not including the doctor who told us nothing was wrong with her, and then we found out that they x-rayed the wrong part of her, so on Monday, we get to go to the doctor again for more bills, to try and make sure everything's okay. And that was kind of freaking out my wife a little bit, as some of you may imagine, and that was kind of freaking me out a little bit. And I just sat down with my wife and I prayed and I said, God, you know, I know you have this. So we just hand over that fear to you of how we're gonna afford this and what all this is gonna happen and et cetera. And less than an hour later, I got off a call from my brother, and he was talking about some unrelated things about Friday night game night. And then he just said, you know, you've been on my heart, and I just want to let you know that if there's any financial thing that we can do to help, we're here for you. And I'm just like, praise be to God. You know, he didn't have to answer, because we knew, we handed that over to him, and we know that he's going to take care of us. But just to have that response back less than an hour later is just a blessing from God. And God just really loves us all. And every time I'm reminded of that, I just praise be to the one from whom all blessings flow.
Yes. All hail King Jesus. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. There is none like him. And the only way, he's the only way, he's the only reason that we can stand in the presence of God and live. By the blood of Jesus, most precious and holy, it's the only reason we can stand in the presence of God and live. So all hail King Jesus, the King of kings and Lord of lords. There's none like him, most beautiful, holy, precious, sought after. And oh my, how he has sought after our hearts and our lives. So I say, freely give. Freely give to him your whole heart. Freely give to him our whole life, all of our thoughts, the deep inner workings of our own selves that we sometimes barely understand. I say freely give it all, because he's worthy and it is worth it. So all hail King Jesus.
So just in agreement with that, I saw a picture this morning as we were worshiping of the Lord just desiring that we move out of our comfort in love towards him. And I saw him drawing us all to offer a sacrifice of that. And he did not consider himself to stay in comfort in heaven. And he moves in love out of comfort for you. He moved for you to know his love. And he is asking us to move out of our comfort in love towards him. And he will meet you as you move from your comfort, as you obey him. And as I did that this morning and I moved towards him, he met me. And I just want to encourage you to move in that way and to offer up whatever it is he's put in your hand. And I just see that it's love that you're doing it in. It's his love that you're moving in. And his love will lead you all the days of your life. And so I just pray, God, that we would be a people that doesn't, that we don't stay in our comfort. God, we don't stay in those places that we're used to, but instead in love, we move towards you and we obey you in love. God, that we would be your people that don't look to the right or to the left, that don't consider man's ways, but we move in love towards you, God, as a sacrifice to freely give away all you've given us.
Last but not least, Lizzie, who's at home watching on the live stream with four sick kids of mine, says, and when we don't feel it and we worship the Lord, and when we sit alone in darkness, how pleasing is it to the Lord, to that type of worship, to offer that to him. Amen and amen. Let's stand up together. Lord, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for this worship, for the fruit of lips that bless your name. May it continue on. Lord, I pray a blessing over all that is said and done here today. We love you, Jesus. And all God's people said, amen. Let's welcome each other this morning.